Blog Talk Radio.
Without
can't
you,
be without you, baby.
I've been waiting up until you get home.
Oh, wow. I was muted and I didn't know it. So as I was saying just a second ago, this is the Late Shift with your host, Matty B. Matt Boland. Now about a 38-minute episode of it, but a pilot episode here, and certain technical things aren't working the way they're supposed to. We're having a few bugs in the system, so to speak. But we've got an interesting pilot episode, first show for you, and I apologize for the technical problems. Live radio, what can you say, you know? But the plan tonight is to play some music, take your calls on random subjects, whatever you want to talk about, at 323-870-4008. That's 323-870-4008. And without any further delay or ado, I think it's time to go into some music. So let's do that. Let's play the song that we were trying to play earlier. Yeah, I guess you can hear me. I hope you can hear me. Anyway, let's play some music. Starting off with Mary J. Blige, Be Without You.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording of Blue Note Records.
Thank you.
Oh, that's because my mic is muted. Well, that should solve the problem, right? Now, where was I? How do I mute that? Having a technical problem again here, people. If you could just bear with me for a moment. Okay, I think I'm doing this now, the right way, anyway. A lot of technical problems tonight, just getting this show up and running. Late Shift with Matt Boland. This is Matty B, Matt Boland. As I said earlier, when I wasn't on the microphone, the number to call in for just random chat and chill tonight, nothing on the agenda, is 323-870-4008. That's 323-870-4008. And before I go into that, any possible calls, I want to say what I was saying just a moment ago. about the inspiration for the origin of the show. If you're of a certain age and you ever watch late night TV, you probably know of a guy named Tom Snyder. He was really the pioneer of late night programming after like Johnny Carson and everybody else would go off the air. He'd be on the air with his show. And first in the late 70s and early 80s, he did a show on NBC called Tomorrow and did a lot of great and interesting interviews on that show with people like John Lennon and even Charles Manson. No comment on that one. But he moved on to CBS in the 90s and really pioneered the Late Late Show, started it off, really, from L.A. It would just be him sitting in a chair in the CBS studios and a little chatting, kind of like a chat and chill session like I'm trying to do. So I was doing some research on him about a week or two ago, and he really inspired me. I figured, hey, nobody else does this kind of thing anymore on the air, so why not bring it back personally? Why shouldn't I bring it back? So I hope this is something that you're going to enjoy when it actually works right. Just a pilot episode tonight. And so I've got to thank the late Tom Snyder for being my source of inspiration. And as he would say, I've got to change it up a bit for radio purposes, of course, but he would always say, let's fire up a colatini and watch the tiny pictures as they fly through the air. So in that spirit, I say, fire up a colatini and listen to the radio waves as they fly through the air. So anyway, that's my inspiration on that one. And we're going to try to do this, I think, every other night, 11 to 12 p.m., 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Time. So this is a pilot episode. And if you want to call in and talk to me, we're just playing music tonight in random chat, nothing really on the agenda. But the call-in number is 323-870-4008. From anywhere in the U.S., that's 323-870-4008. And I think the sound is coming through well here. So, let me see if it's actually too difficult to play music with this method, or I can actually do it. I'm going to switch back to stereo mix here. And play some, what we got coming up? Joe Jackson, pioneer of the early punk scene, and a little Craig David for R&B purposes. We'll be right back.
Look over there. Where? Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. friend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? I bet my eyes don't be steaming, and something going wrong around here. Around here. But it looks good, kill. There's a man. Let the new take your hand from her head. I get so mean around that scene. Hey,
tonight, I'll be your night.
All right, we're back live here on the Late Shift with your host, Matty B, Matt Boland. How are you? Had a very adventurous pilot episode tonight. A lot of technical problems, but I think we figured them out. So, I think it's time for a little bit of offbeat news for the end of the night. Well, this one, although rated a little PG, man, this actually takes the idea of the natural workout to another level. Looks like on Sunday, a man walked into a New Hampshire gym and he stripped naked before working out. Yes, he stripped naked. Guess he wanted a natural workout, huh? A man who stripped naked before working out at a New Hampshire gym told police officers that he thought he was in a judgment-free zone before being arrested. That's the slogan of Planet Fitness, where he went to work out, I guess. And this story reports that 34-year-old Eric Stagno of Haverhill, Massachusetts, was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct on Sunday for taking off his clothes and exercising at a Lifestyle, I think that's the name of the town, Planet Fitness. Can't make this stuff up, people. the natural high, right? And while my father always said that politics makes strange bedfellows, you want to talk about that? Check this one out. In Kentwood, Michigan is the dateline. Twin sisters from Western Michigan are running for county commissioner seats, but they aren't endorsing one another. Monica Sparks is running as a Democrat for Kent County's 12th district seat, while her Republican sister, Jessica Ann Tyson, hopes to represent the 13th district. Man, I'd hate to be around the kitchen table during Thanksgiving and in that family. Tyson's decision to run inspired her sister to launch her own campaign. This is from U.S. News and World Report. The sisters say they don't clash on the issues, but they'll remain loyal to their parties and endorse each other's opponents. I can't really imagine the family discussions on that one. They told the local TV channel that their birth mother was addicted to heroin, and they were adopted into a family that taught them to be civically engaged. And when they were kids, and even now, the twins say their mother never allowed them to argue about politics. Tyson says that while growing up, they didn't know which parties their parents identified with. From the Associated Press in Michigan. And, of course, this is stuff that you just can't make up. Well, everybody, thank you very much for bearing with me and listening to the Late Shift tonight, the pilot episode. Played a little music, some R&B and a little bit of classic rock. We talked offbeat news, and we had an adventurous show. We'll do it again on, looks like, Friday night. We'll try it again from 11 p.m. Eastern to 12 midnight Eastern. That's 8 Pacific to 9 p.m. Pacific. And we will be back then with another episode of the Late Shift. And so until then, keep on rocking, people.